There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yeah, Stefan Mark with the ticket on Dubai Eye 103.8. Everything that you need to know when it comes to travel, entertainment and what's on.
And we're missing our Shruti, aren't we?
We are missing her a bit. Of course, she's in Bangkok. But the good news is we've got her on the line. Now, Shruti, last time we spoke to you, you were heading out on a river cruise. Tell us how that went.
It was absolutely fantastic. It's the main river. I'm sure I'm getting the pronunciation wrong, but the Chao Phraya River in Bangkok. You know, it winds down around the city. And we did something, a dinner cruise, which wasn't quite what normally the tourists, when they come here, they don't do that. It's more of a sit-down, set menu, you know, it's five courses, dessert included. And it was amazing because we went all the way from the beginning of the river and we went all the way down to, we saw the amazing Wat Pho, which is the great temple with the sleeping Buddha. And then we saw the Grand Palace and then we turned around and saw the Temple of the Dawn. So we saw amazing tourist spots that are there in Bangkok. And then we made our way down to the other side of the river where we saw all the high-end properties that are in Bangkok, including the all the five-star hotels, including the new development, which we're here to talk about, which is the Four Seasons Residences. And it was absolutely incredible. The views, beautiful winding river, really nice, peaceful. Absolutely incredible. I really enjoyed that. And then we ended up just outside the Four Seasons where we had our dessert was served there while we were standing looking at the Four Seasons. That is still under construction.
That's the life, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, isn't it? While we're stuck here in the studio. There's something about riverboats, isn't there? Like, they're just romantic when they're in another country.
They are. And the ones on the Bangkok River are absolutely spectacular. It's a huge river. It's, you know, it's enormous, is this river. And a lot of these boats are really, really spectacular, Shruti.
Yeah, and it's a great mode of transportation as well. There was something called the tailboats, which are these long, you know, they've got like a stick at the end of it. These kind of boats, which are sort of, they function as the Abras of Thailand, if I can call them that. And what they do is they transport people around everywhere. And it's quite common for people to take the train into, they have this really fast train that connects the main spots into the city. And it can drop you off just next to the river. And then you get onto one of these boats and go to one of your restaurants that you want to go to. Because it's an entire waterfront promenade where you can pick where you want to go to have a meal or, you know, go to your hotel. And you can use one of these boats to just transport from one place to the other place. It's amazing.
Like a taxi.
It is, yeah. It's almost like, as Shruti said there, it's like the Dhows of Dubai.
Oh, little Abras,
yeah,
that go back and forth.
The Abras, yeah.
I love those. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could catch those to work? I know a lot of people can now catch the taxi, the water taxi to work, along to Business Bay.
Have you ever come close to falling off an Abra? Because I have.
Nah, never. I'm really careful about that.
Yeah,
how have you done that?
I mean, in the early days when I first got here, you know, it wasn't quite as regulated as how it is now. I think you buy a ticket, if I'm not mistaken. Now,
I think you have to go through like a little gate.
Yeah, turnstile, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it was just every man for himself and all pile on.
I remember that.
All pile on, you know. Mm. And I've come very close a couple of times to being shoved off. In fact, I think I've had one foot maybe in the water and not actually fell in. Yeah.
How hard were you fighting to get ahead?
Eh? No, I mean, you've just got to go with it, haven't you? You know, I mean, if you try and do the gentlemanly thing and say everybody else go on, you'll miss the Abra.
I wonder if anyone has ever fell in.
I know.
I've never seen anyone fall in. But sometimes they do bump each other, don't they?
They do.
On the way across,
yeah.
And you think, hang on.
You've not been to Bangkok yet, have you?
No, but I'm going in March.
Oh, it's just going to be such a revelation for you. It's just
really?
I love it as a city. It's just full of, and you with your photography, it'll blow your mind.
I'm not much of a photographer anymore.
What do you mean you're not anymore?
Can't
what about them shots that you took in Laos? Was it Vietnam where you went?
Cambodia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that for work, didn't I?
So, you can still do it for pleasure, can't you?
Go on for pleasure, but I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't do it?
No, I'm not much of a photographer these days.
And just that, you know, the people, they're so talented. You'll go past a place where there'll be a lady kind of making candles out of, she'll carve the candles and it'll be like a beautiful rose or something, or, you know, whatever you want. The just incredible talent. And the markets, I think it's Chatuchak Market is is enormous and just has everything that you could possibly want.
I like the idea of the markets. Not so keen on candles shaped like flowers, to be honest.
Why not?
Sounds a bit like tat. Are they pink, are they?
Yeah.
And they collect dust.
And they smell good.
Yeah, no.
We got to ask Shruti about the cuisine, you know, talking the real taste of authentic Thai food, because she's in Bangkok.
You know what? What we get in Dubai is maybe one third of what is available in Thailand, obviously. And I'm having my third meal at this place called Ma Maison. And it is a set menu again. And I think it's quite big here to have set menus. And the way that you eat Thai food is you put everything on the table and then you share it, like family style. And that's what we're doing right now. It is a bit spicy. So if you don't like your spicy food, you must tell them beforehand, because they don't ask you what level of spices you want. And I've also had some fresh coconut water. Fruits over here, like, they should be included in everyone's diet, especially if they come to visit Thailand. I've had so many different types of tropical fruits. It is a great selection, you know, from mangoes to star fruits to papaya, the freshest of fresh selections. And, of course, the seafood. You know, Thailand's known for its seafood. And we've had loads of prawn and catfish. And it's just mixed in so many different ways that you can't really tell. It's the same sort of ingredient, but you're having it in different styles.
How would you get on with the sharing food, though, Mark? Because you strike me, and I might just be judging you here, unwarranted, but you strike me as I'll have me lamb chop and me mashed potato up myself, thanks.
Yeah, you're probably right there. I do love my pad thai, and, you know, it's got to be curry for me. Red curry, I prefer over green, and I like it quite spicy. So, yeah, the sharing thing, it doesn't really work for me. I want to know which is my plate.
And being a white bloke, quite pale, like me, I'm a pale, white, skinny girl. When you go to places and they say it's spicy, they say it as kind of a warning, don't they? And I love spice. Like, I grew up on spice. And I always feel like they water it down for me, because they go, medium. And I'm like, don't judge me just because I'm, you know, pale and skinny. Yeah. Bring me the spice.
Yeah, let me have the full Monty, please, if you don't mind. Now, of course, Thailand, famed for its food, great food, but the people are just so friendly.
Yes, incredible hospitality. And I think the culture also promotes everyone to be more polite and, you know, they welcome foreigners and tourists alike. And there's no such thing as a stupid question. I mean, I had a little chat with the concierge yesterday, and I had so many questions, as you can imagine, about where to go, what to do, you know, what we can get up to. And she was absolutely, you know, accommodating with everything that I had to say, everything that I had to ask. Told me about the best places to visit, you know, some of the best views in Bangkok. There's a place called Sirocco, which is a dome rooftop bar, and we're going to go there tonight, which has the most incredible views of the city. And it was also featured in the movie The Hangover. I think it was the second or the third one, I'm not entirely sure. But, you know, we're going to go there tonight, and we're going to see the incredible views of the city.
Sounds good, Shruti. I'm liking the sound of that. So what exactly are you up to right now?
Well, right now, I was actually in the middle of my lunch, so I've actually stepped outside. And I'm sipping on a fresh coconut water, which is absolutely refreshing, brilliant thing that I've ever had. Fresh, I think it's almost just like taken out of from the tree. It's sweet and it's delicious, and it's got the beautiful pulp inside as well. And so far, I've had just two courses, which was, I had a soup, like a tangy soup that had duck in it. And then I had a bit of a pomelo salad with stir-fried onions and peanuts in it, which was so refreshing. And the weather's not that bad as well. I mean, it's a bit humid. It's about 30 degrees, but it's not very hot, or it's not beating down on you. And every evening it rains. So, and it's not torrential rainfall that you can't go out. It rains for about 10 minutes and then it gets even cooler. So it's the perfect time to visit Bangkok.
Yeah, it is. And that just brought back a memory for me, once being on one of those boats on the river there in Bangkok, and the heavens opened and all the rain came down. I got absolutely so wet through, but it was just such a wonderful feeling and a great memory that stayed with me forever.
Yeah, especially coming from Dubai, I think we don't get to see rain as often as we would like. So to come here and experience this, especially because we were indoors, I have absolutely no problems with being in the rain, as long as I'm indoors.
Oh, I like it when I'm outside, even the rain. On holiday, tropical rain's the best, isn't it?
Yeah, and doesn't it hammer down?
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it, especially when there's lightning too. I've got to ask you on behalf of Mark Lloyd, have you picked up any souvenirs yet?
Haven't seen seen any souvenirs yet, but Ooh. We are going to something called the Luxury Mall, the Emporium over here. And we have told them that we would like to go to the other end of the malls as well, you know, where you can get the cheap things that Bangkok is known for, you know, your accessories and your flip-flops and the sandals and everything. So we are going to go see the luxury, you know, see, compare it to our Dubai malls and Mall of the Emirates, and then have a look around to the other side, the other end, called the Platinum and the MBK malls. And hopefully I'll find you a souvenir. I know Steph doesn't want one.
You don't want one? Have you instructed her?
No,
no souvenirs.
I haven't, but I have told her not to come back wearing elephant pants. Definitely not.
Right.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.